What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was just like a TV show. A medium stopped her in the middle of a grocery store and delivered a message she couldn't explain. But the encounter became impossible to forget.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So thank you very, very much for listening. And you know, we love it when you share your real ghost stories with us. And you can do that super easy. Call in at 855-853-4802. You can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you could become a premium subscriber. That's also easy as well. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And Kathy Gordon is with me today. How are you?
I'm great. I want a medium to stop me in the middle of a grocery store and tell me something.
Right?
I love that.
I think that would be fascinating to have somebody totally out of the blue be like, yeah. This might sound weird. But I need to tell you something.
Yeah. Man, that would be the coolest.
So,
I mean, that's awesome.
And it sounds like, you know, like you're kind of being punked. I would think I would look around like, where are the cameras? This is
true.
A weird situation.
That
and
is true.
I don't know. Because, I mean, even though you and I talk about paranormal stories all the time, I still am kind of a skeptic about some things. And, you know, most stories, you kind of look at it like, maybe that happened. I don't know. Didn't happen to me. But I think if somebody came up, I would immediately go to, this is cool, but I'm kind of like, Because I have talked to psychics before for readings, and really, I haven't had a profound one yet.
Okay.
So I think it would be interesting. Because I've heard of so many people having really interesting encounters with psychics or readings, and it hasn't really happened to me in that way. I think because I'm wanting somebody to come through.
And it just feels super generic.
Yeah.
That's not what you want. But if somebody's going to just stop you, they probably got a read on you.
Right. I think it would be so fascinating.
Now, does that change what I'm going to do? I don't know. Maybe not. You know, the thing is that just getting that information may change the course of what happens.
And I think getting the information could just change how you look at some things.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Depending on what they tell you. And this story is pretty interesting, the way the message that she got. But I think you could be... It could open you up to something.
Or you're just going to be cognizant of possibilities. Whereas you might still go ahead and do the activity or keep going, but you might just be more aware. And then things might change for you because of that.
Exactly.
So that's fascinating.
You want to hear the story?
I really do.
Here you go.
This is Elle from Chicago. I'm calling in today because I had a really incredible experience today. I'm just, you know, shaking now, even thinking about it. So I actually had a medium approach me in the grocery store. I know that on a popular TV show, this is something the medium does all the time. She comes up to people in the grocery store, basically says, you know, I can communicate with spirits and I have a message for you. And that's basically exactly what happened to me. This woman seemed very comfortable, seemed like she had obviously done this many times before. So I was very intrigued. And she said, I have a young man here who desperately wants to get a message across to you. And I said, okay. At the moment, I could not recall any young men that had passed away that I was particularly close with. So, but I continued to hear her out because, you know, how often does something like this happen? And she said that his message was he just wanted to let me know that he was so, so thankful for what I was able to do for his mother. And he wanted to tell me that his sister is beautiful. I'm sorry, this part, it gets kind of emotional. Basically, a few years back, my sister miscarried due to, I think they call it incompetent cervix, just basically when the baby gets to a certain weight, she cannot hold it anymore. So it's a very rare condition. It's hard to fix. There is a surgery that can fix it. There's only one doctor really who can do it, and he is located in India. So the surgery expense, let alone, you know, the trip to India, was not even with insurance. It was not something that they could do. So they were very heartbroken. They really, really desperately wanted to be parents. And they had started the whole adoption process, but because they're a young couple, they were having a hard time getting anywhere with that. So I was in a good place in my life. I had just taken a year off school. So I figured I could handle a pregnancy at this point. So I actually became my sister and brother-in-law's surrogate. And so when she said this to me, it kind of clicked that this was, you know, most likely my nephew that had passed in a miscarriage. And he just, you know, wanted to say thank you. And it was the most rewarding and incredible thing that could have happened. And I'm very thankful to this woman that she does what she does and comes up to people, because it was just very comforting and amazing. And I'm so at peace knowing that my nephew is in a good place. And so it's kind of a sad story with a happy ending. Thank you guys so much for being such a great outlet. And I will call back with different stories at another time. Bye.
Okay. I might or might not have tears in my eyes. Right? I thought that was really sweet. That was very special.
What a beautiful story.
Well, and then the whole thing, like losing the baby, and then they can't have children, and she goes ahead and steps up for her sister and becomes the surrogate. That is huge. Like, that is an incredible gift.
It really is. And I just, you have to care. I don't know. Like, carry a baby and then be able to give it to somebody else, the love you would have to have in your heart for that other person, because you would have, to me, I'd have to know that that baby would be totally taken care of.
Yep.
You know, I couldn't just, the bond is so close when you carry a child in your body that, you know, I always loved being pregnant. Not everybody does, and not everybody has good pregnancies, but I did, and I always loved that bond that I had with them. Now, you get into the ninth month, and you think to yourself, there's just not enough room in this body for the two of us. One of us is going to have to go, and it's probably going to be you.
Which is what your daughter-in-law is going through right now.
Which is what my daughter-in-law is doing right at this moment. But with that, That said, you know, the fact that she was able to do that for her sister, I just can't tell you what a gift that is. To just knowing what it would feel to hand that baby over would be just the most generous, unselfish gift you can ever do.
And then to get a message like that, that pretty much confirms that thank you for doing what you did. And what did he say? My sister is beautiful or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Which is
what a beautiful, beautiful story.
Ah, I got tears in my eyes all over again.
Oh
my gosh, that one got me in the heart. But it's just so confirming. And so I'm assuming, but she said that it just happened. But imagine the reaction her sister would have from that story.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't even thought about the next step in that story.
Yeah, because she's got to tell her sister. And it's just so, you know, it's weird in that I think that things happen for a reason. And, you know, there's life lessons in everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though she lost a baby, you know, this other wonderful thing happened to her and she's able to have a child now.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one got me.
Yeah.
That one got me. Well, I've got another really good story that I think you're going to love.
Okay.
It says, I've heard Carol and Kathy talk about growing up in a haunted house, and it always reminds me of the farmhouse my family rented when I was a kid. We moved there when I was pretty young, ended up living there for several years. It wasn't the kind of place where one huge thing happened that everybody remembers. Instead, it was a house where strange little things happened, often enough that everyone in the house had stories. It was an old farmhouse out in the country, wasn't falling apart, but it had that old farmhouse feel to it. Looking back, I think we all got used to some of the odd things because they became part of everyday life. My parents would hear footsteps upstairs when no one else was home. Lights would occasionally be found on when everyone swore they had been off. Doors would be open that had been closed. It wasn't earth-shattering, but enough little things that people noticed and we talked about it. My dad was a truck driver at the time, usually left for work in the middle of the night. One of the stories he still tells happened when he was getting ready to leave one morning. He was downstairs putting on his boots when he heard what sounded like a woman screaming upstairs. So he ran upstairs thinking something had happened. When he checked the bedrooms, everyone was asleep. He checked every room he could and couldn't find anything that would explain where the sound had come from. A little while later, he heard it again, repeated the whole process only to find us all still sleeping. When it happened a third time, he said he just stood there listening because he knew there wasn't anyone awake in the house. Eventually, he left for work without figuring out what he had heard. I'm going to interrupt right there. Could you, like, if you hear someone screaming, could you go, uh-oh, don't know what that was, got to go to work, and leave your family asleep?
What is your other option?
I know.
Though?
It's like, that would be a weird feeling. Like, I really don't want to go to work right now.
Yeah.
But nobody else seems affected by it. It
nobody
has to
else
be
seems
just
to
me.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Like if you were sleeping and somebody started screaming, I think you'd hear it.
Yeah. So I think what else do? You got to go make some money. My mom had certain parts of the house she didn't like being in after dark. The playroom was one of them. There wasn't a reason she could point to or some frightening experience. She just didn't like being in there alone at night. And my sister felt exactly the same way. Years later, they realized they had both been avoiding the same room for the same reason, and they never talked about it. There was also a closet off one of the bedrooms that no one liked much. I get all that stuff, those weird feelings, like that weird little attic thing we had. It wasn't like I saw something in there, but man, it was just intense. That whole bathroom area.
It was.
Let's see. During the day, the closet was just a closet, but at night, for whatever reason, it felt very different. The story that got told the most involved a woman named Cheryl, spelled exactly like our sister, with a C. Okay. I was probably 6 or 7 when it happened, and while I don't remember every detail, my mom remembers it very clearly because it went on for quite a while. One afternoon, my mom heard me talking in another room and assumed I was playing. After a while, she realized I sounded like I was actually having a conversation with someone. So she popped in and asked who I was talking to, and I told her it was Cheryl. The name meant nothing to my parents, and when my mom asked, "Who is Cheryl?" I told her she was my friend. Apparently, I talked about her often enough that both my parents knew the name, but neither of them worried about it because kids have imaginary friends. What made it stand out was that I was very matter-of-fact about it. I didn't talk about Cheryl like she was imaginary. According to my mom, I talked about her like she was a real person who came over to visit. I described her as an adult woman, which my mom always thought was odd because most kids invent kid friends. One day, my mom asked where Cheryl was, and I pointed toward the laundry room. And that laundry room had a heavy door with a latch that set higher than I could reach at that age. According to my mom, I told her Cheryl had gone through the door a few minutes earlier. The door was still latched shut, but my mom checked anyway, and the room was empty. I honestly don't remember Cheryl. I remember hearing stories throughout my life, but I don't remember the conversations. My mom does, though, and she still tells it the exact same way every time. The older I get, the less interested I am in trying to figure out exactly what was going on there. Maybe some things had explanations, maybe some didn't. But what I know is that everyone who lived in that house experienced something they couldn't explain. Not just one person, not just one event. It was years of hearing things, seeing things, and getting strange feelings in certain parts of the house. We moved out about 20 years ago. The house is still there. In fact, all of us still live within a few miles of it. Every now and then, I'll drive past and wonder if people living there now have their own collection of stories. I've thought about stopping by and asking more than once, but not because I need proof, but because I'm genuinely curious. If they told me they'd never experienced anything strange there, I'd be happy for them. But if they started talking about footsteps upstairs, lights turning on, or even Cheryl, I don't think I'd be surprised either. Thanks for all the great shows. They definitely help the workday go by faster. That is from Cadence. I think I said that right.
Okay.
I think that's interesting. She's kind of like me as far as, I mean, they've lived there all those years and nobody's ever stopped by or ever asked the families that live there.
Man, I would. I totally. You know me. I do. I pull right up and knock on the door, say hi. See? Any creepy stuff happening to you?
And then I would be like, I don't care to know.
You'd be like horrified. Kathy, no. No.
I'd be like, Kathy, no. And then I'd be, what'd they say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What did it look totally. Like? Did it look like that? Do I remember it correctly?
You know, I think this is a very classic ghost story, haunted house story.
Yep.
Because, there just aren't. You have these stories, and it doesn't get all wrapped in a bow, and it's done, and that's what happened, and la-da-da-da-da, you know. You spend the rest of your life thinking, what the hell was that? And because trying to put pieces together.
And don't you kind of know there's never going to be an answer? We have discussed over the years of going back and seeing what we could figure out about that house.
We have. Like, could we find history, look through newspapers, you know, anything at all, talk to people or something? And I think it's because it's such an intense experience for you, right? And you want some sort of validation. I think that's why Cadence wants to maybe drop in. Even though she said, you know, I don't have to have it. It would be nice to know whether there was something else that happened there.
And I think
when I've dropped in on the new people that lived in the house, I didn't ask them if anything had happened there. I didn't bring it up at all. They did.
Which is kind of, because you don't want to walk up and go, I used to live here, which you did, and the place was haunted. And have you had anything? But that wasn't your approach to it.
Well, and I didn't want it to be like, I didn't want to put thoughts in their head. But the lady goes, did you ever have anything happen while you lived here? And I said, oh, you mean like, you know, unexplainable? And she said, yeah. And I said, I did. I a lot. And I said, but I'm not, I don't want to tell you about it.
Weird thing is,
because you're still living here. You have to live here.
Yeah. And yeah. But the house looks so different.
That.
It's so different because we came across a listing on realestate.com or something recently. Just the house. It's not for sale, but you could see pictures. It looks so different. I don't even really recognize it.
Well, when we left.
So that's kind of strange.
You know, the guy was changing it up quite a bit and they've changed it up. But I was able to put some of the things together as to what was what and where things were. But apparently the house has changed a lot, but not the extra inhabitants.
Yeah. So I just found that.
Seem to think so.
I found that story to be interesting in kind of classic haunting, except for the weird scream thing with Dad. That's kind of a weird little,
you know,
paranormal story that happened to Dad.
It's a very strange paranormal story. And the fact that he was the only one hearing it, because a scream will wake you up. Even if you're sleeping, you hear somebody scream, you're going to sit right up.
And you know when it's coming from inside the house versus outside.
Right, like the mom would definitely be like, oh my God, what was that, right? But everybody just seemed to be sleeping through it, but he was hearing it. And I think, you know, that's so, I can't explain why he would hear that and not something else, you know, like
something
no one else
just meant
would.
For him that morning,
you know. But then again, I've heard, you know, like Dad would tell us stories about things that happened to him in that house and didn't happen to anybody else, or something happened to me and didn't necessarily happen to other people too. So it can kind of, you know, open up, make itself available to specific people too.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm trying to say.
That's a good story. Well, let's go to this. This is another phone call.
Hey guys, this is Megan. A friend of mine had suddenly passed away of a heart attack at the age of 34. It was unexpected. And I came home that afternoon and was, of course, really sad about the events that had taken place. And I asked for him to give me a sign that he is okay. And I was just sitting in my room, and I have a dresser, and above my dresser is a mirror that is, it's not nailed into the wall, but it's attached with those Scott hangy clip things because my parents don't want any holes in their wall. So I'm just laying there, and all of a sudden, my dog barked at the window, jumped up on my bed. The mirror went flying off the wall. It went to the left and it hit the light switch, but the light switch is on the right of my dresser. So needless to say, that freaked me out quite a bit. I turned on the light and I noticed that the clips were still on the wall and the wire that was on the back was still attached to the mirror. So nothing, it broke off. There is no other indication that anything would have caused the mirror to fall. Nobody was in the bathroom on the other side. I was just laying in the bed and nobody else was in the house. So I guess that was my sign showing me that he was okay. I do have other stories to tell, and I will call back and tell you all at a later date. So love you guys. Bye.
I think that's interesting. So two thoughts on that. Number one, she asked her friend for a sign. It's like, holy shit, that was a little more than what I wanted. Or the other side of it is like, he's on the other side. He's like trying to like figure out a way to give her a sign. And he was like, damn, I didn't mean to do all that.
Like, I had no idea.
I was just trying to, like I wasn't
that kind of energy.
I wasn't trying to knock a mirror off the wall and scare the shit out of everybody. I just wanted to give her like this nice little sign. Like I was trying to create a rainbow effect on the wall. that instead. Whoops.
You know, it was so funny because I had, you know, a while back when I was living back in Kansas, I had this situation with this drawing. I'd drawn of a rabbit and it just came crashing down. And I'm like, what the hell happened in the middle of the night? Scared the crap out of me. And it was weird because it was in a grouping of other things, but it just fell. Okay, it can happen, right? I redo it, rehang it up. You know, it was on a nail on the wall. It wasn't like command strips or something, right? And then it does it again. And it like exploded this time. So I'm like, that is so weird. So I had this picture and I moved here to Oregon. It's back in a frame again, but I haven't found a place in my new house to hang it yet. So it's just up in my closet on a shelf in a stack of other works, right? Damned if the thing didn't explode and come off the shelf again. And not the other artworks, just that one. So I said to my son, I don't know, what's with this? And I showed him the picture and he goes, Mom, that's the most freaking haunted rabbit I've ever seen. He said, that's like an evil rabbit. What are you doing? And I was like, well, I just drew it. I guess I didn't realize I'd put so much energy into it when I drew it. And he was laughing. And so I said, you know what? I'm done with it. I threw it away.
But, well, because you know, it's
weird. These things will explode sometimes, and it can happen with clippy things. I have had, you know, I've done a lot of art stuff in my life, and I've had clip things explode with the glass. But the trouble in this story is the timing of it.
She asked for a sign, and then that happened, and even the dog reacted.
Yeah,
before it happened.
Yeah, so I think it's just too big of a coincidence.
Please
give me a sign, and then it just explodes.
I just have to think that he's like on the other side, and he's like trying so hard to get some sign to her, and he's like, "Oh shit!
Oh
that
shit!
That was a bit much." Sorry.
I had no idea. Like if I waved my hand, it would just blow things off the wall.
I did not mean to scare the crap out of you. I apologize.
That was so funny. Oh,
I don't know.
God.
I found that very interesting.
I think it was a sign. I just, like I said, too big a coincidence.
Definitely a sign, but yeah. A little overkill. Well, if you have a real ghost story, you can just share it with us. Why not? Leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. You can also write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or Apple Podcasts. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.